Today I had a seminar with key people from the different local authorities in the Northwest and also the lecturers from the social work department here. And we were talking about my role, the key challenges that face adult social work, and some of the things that are priorities for me to take forward.
What are the key things that came up?
So the key things that came up were about repositioning social work and social workers at the heart of really good adult social care. Social workers have a unique combination of an understanding of social welfare law, communication skills, and working with people and seeing the whole of their lives and the whole of the system within which they live, either their families or their communities, and thinking about ways to get alongside people to really take a strength-based approach to helping them to maximise their life opportunities. So really around promoting independence, choice and control, and helping people to have the lives that they want for themselves. This is what social workers are trained to do, and we really want to reposition them in the centre. Because really for the last 20 years, social workers in adult services have tended to be pushed down a very process function type route, doing assessments, care plans, reviews. And maybe we've forgotten that what we need are really good social workers and social work skills to get alongside people.
So what you're saying really is that, you know, there's a whole bunch of people here, social workers, who've got skills, but they're not quite being asked what they know or how to share that information.
We're probably not utilising their skills, their knowledge and their understanding of working with people in the best way. That's right.
You've got this new post. Mm. Obviously, it's a good sign. You obviously think it's great that you're kind of at the heart of things. What are the big challenges for you? Social work gets a bad press, doesn't it? I mean, that's really mainly to do with children. Does that filter across to adult social work as well?
Yes, I think it does, because people's experience or understanding is often around children's social work, whereas in fact a lot of good work goes on in adult work. Social workers do a lot of really good work in promoting people's independence. The social work values that underpin a lot of adult social care have meant that a lot of people are able to live well in communities now, where often in the past they were very reliant on institutional care. They have a lot more choice and control over their care and support arrangements. You have a lot more people going into employment where they might not have done so before through the work that social workers have been able to do with them. And also a much better focus on safeguarding vulnerable adults who may be at risk of harm or abuse because of their vulnerabilities and that they're not able to protect themselves. So a lot of really complex and skilled work that social workers do to really make people's lives better. And supporting, very importantly, in partnership, the carers who support a lot of these people. So that's another big focus, and a lot of progress has been made in that area as well. So brilliant work, but nobody talks about it as much because it's not as headline-grabbing.
What about the role of adult social care amongst the ageing population? Surely that's going to get a lot bigger.
And social workers have a key role to play in helping older people and the people who care for them to think about what's possible and what are ways of putting in early help to prevent their needs increasing or to maximise their opportunities to live in the way that they want by utilising the resources available. But also, a lot of work goes on in working with communities to start to try and build support in communities to look out for older people and to assist and help them to stay where they're living. So some of the work that's going on around social isolation or loneliness, working with community groups to make a difference to the people who live in that community, that's part of what social work and social workers should be doing.
Are you excited about this new job, your new job?
Yeah, no, it's great. It's a fantastic opportunity. First time ever having a chief social worker. Brilliant opportunity for me, but absolutely committed to really making sure we can make a real difference and put social work very loudly on the map for adult services and really support and improve social work practice.